CBS presents this program in color.
Take a man like Commandant Klink.
You take him, Schultz, huh? We're busy.
In my opinion, Commandant Klink would not be so hard to get along with. Would not be so hard to get along with if he would be married.
Who'd marry him?
That's another problem. But the point I am making is that 99% of all the trouble in the world is being made by men who are not married. Right or wrong?
Absolutely right, Schultz. Glad you could stop by. Always glad to talk to a really fine brain. Now.
Now, wait a minute.
Schultz!
Wait a minute. I'm just beginning. Now, let's take another example.
Hitler.
No, let's go back. Commandant Klink. I think he has definitely too much time on his hand. Therefore, it might consider
the... Schultz, I've done everything else. I'm going to be honest with you. We're expecting company.
Company?
A woman. Now, if you don't mind.
A woman? Very funny, Joe. He's expecting a woman. What was that?
Just told you.
There is something going on here. Colonel Hogan, I'm warning you. I'm going to get to the bottom of this.
Warn us. You can't afford to get into trouble, Schultz. You're a married man.
You're right. I see nothing. Nothing. Nothing.
Colonel Hogan, Fräulein Erika Weidler.
I've heard of you.
Hi. You got something for us?
Something that must be got out of Germany without the slightest chance of it falling into wrong hands. Can you do it?
Without even thinking about it. What is it?
A list of the men who planned to kill Hitler.
I may want to give that some thought. Where's the list? In your head, I suppose.
Right.
Why can't you take it to England yourself?
That would be far too dangerous for my contacts. If I were to disappear, they would be investigated.
Right.
Why is the list so important? I mean, if they kill him, they kill him. Why should we care who does it?
Because if and when it happens, they'll sue for peace. We want to make sure we're dealing with the right people.
Colonel, I could take it out. I know the wood blindfolded.
I know you do, LeBeau, and 99 times out of 100, you could make it. It's that one chance we can't risk, not with this.
Send it by code. No, if they intercept, they could break the code.
Hey, if we could steal a buzz bomb someplace and then build us a launcher somewhere, and then, wow!
Why not just let Commandant Klink carry it out himself?
I take it that's intended as sarcasm.
Hold it. He's got something.
What did I say?
You're going to have to check into the inn at Hammelburg. Do you have any clothes with you?
Not a thing.
All right, we'll give you money for a wardrobe. Anything that doesn't fit can be altered here.
With pleasure.
Kitch, right. I want you to make up a dummy paper. I want you to put Klink's picture on page 3 of a Berlin newspaper. Outstanding record compiled by Stalag 13 Commandant, some such garbage as that.
Gotcha.
Newkirk?
Sir.
I want you to make up an envelope, perfumed, with a cancellation postmark Berlin, dated yesterday.
No problem, sir.
I want you to send a note to Klink. I'll dictate it.
I think I can do that, yes.
The hard part's coming. You've conceived a mad passion for this man.
Not Klink!
There must be another way.
You can't ask a lady to do that, sir.
Afraid that's it.
It's going to take a great actress.
Betty Grable almost.
An agent is an actress. She has to act to live. And besides, how bad can he be, this Clink?
Yeah, well, let's get on with it. Connor.
Yes, Logan, I'm extremely busy. Busy, busy.
Just like you, sir. Something like this would have gone to another man's head, but with you, business as usual.
Something like what?
You haven't seen it? Of course you have.
Seen what? What?
Your publicity.
Publicity?
This paper just arrived in Berlin this morning.
Outstanding record being compiled by Stalag 13 Commandant Wilhelm Klink? How did this get in here? Where'd they get my picture? Outstanding record?
I think it's the tip-off, sir. They usually do this just before a promotion.
Promotion?
General, at least.
Right out of the blue?
Mm-hmm.
Outstanding record. General.
Look, you got fan mail.
Fan what? Where, what?
There.
How did this get here?
You keep too busy, sir. Of course, that's the key to your success, but I couldn't do it.
Erika Weidler. I've never heard of her.
I think you will, sir. Sorry.
My dearest Wilhelm, on seeing the picture in the paper the day of that magnificent leonine head, with an uncontrollable, insane urge that would not let me rest until... Hoping she can't wait until she meets me.
It is an excellent likeness, sir.
But she's coming here to Hammerburg. She may be here right now.
You shouldn't have had the profile taken. Much too powerful.
Hogan, what am I going to do?
Wouldn't go to Hammerburg if I were you.
Wouldn't go to Hammerburg.
She gets you alone in the inn, no telling what might happen.
Yes, I can see that.
Best thing to do would be to send your staff car after her.
Send my staff car, right.
Why? Meet her tonight here in your quarters.
My quarters. Excellent, Hogan. Wait. Why would my quarters be any better than the inn? She's bound to see my profile.
You forget. I'll be here.
Why?
Well, if she's what we call a dog, you'll be protected. If not, I'm a man who knows how to make an exit. Right?
Yes, very good, Hogan. Hogan, tell me, how great do you think the chances are that she will be what you call a dog?
Commandant, fasten your seatbelt.
Hogan, I just thought.
Something wrong, sir?
That picture of mine, the one she's madly in love with, I had my hat on.
Could be a bit of a problem.
Mm-hmm. Wait, I've got something.
Hogan? How about a steel helmet?
That's not funny.
Oh, seriously, sir, I think you'd look better in your uniform cap.
With a smoking jacket?
Well, after all, Commandant, you are on maneuvers.
There she is, my cap.
Fräulein Weidler?
Yes.
Come in, please. Commandant Klink.
You must find me a terribly bold woman, Commandant Klink.
Not at all, Fräulein Weidler.
Yes, you do. You must. I couldn't help myself.
I understand perfectly. Hogan, champagne.
Yes, sir.
I shouldn't. I'm normally a very shy person, quite retiring, but... One glass and I become something else completely.
Oh, well, then we shall drink to both your charming personalities.
Ah, delicious.
I feel warm all over.
Oh, in that case, may I take off your wrap, please?
Okay. Tough luck, sir, but don't worry, I won't leave your side.
Oh, what are you talking about?
It's this.
Really?
Ouch.
Wait in the kitchen, just in case.
Thank you.
I do not know myself. I've never done anything like this before. Everything I've ever been taught tells me it is wrong. Why does it feel so right?
Perhaps it's the chemistry.
Can one fight against chemistry?
Or one merely surrenders to the inevitable?
How frightening.
Oh.
There is just one thing that could spoil it all.
Nothing can spoil it?
Oh, no, it is a personal thing, an eccentricity. I've tried, I cannot overcome it.
What is it?
I must see you without your cap on.
You wouldn't just care to look at my profile?
The cap.
The cap.
All my life, I have been emotionally crippled by this foolish ideal of male beauty. Why am I unable to grow up? Take off your cap.
And your ideal concerns hair?
Yes. I hate it. Why am I so foolish? To me, it is ugly.
My dear young lady.
You may go, Hogan. Back to the barracks. Back. After you pour us more champagne.
You're making progress, sir?
Oh, she's mad for me. Wonderful creature. Utterly, helplessly mad.
Putty in your hands?
Putty.
I tell the boys in the barracks.
More champagne. Champagne for tonight. Champagne for tomorrow. Champagne for us.
I hate you.
What?
I hate you for what you've done to me.
But I've done nothing.
Practically nothing.
You've ruined my life. You with your profile. Your devastating lack of hair. You've ruined everything.
But, Erica, why?
How can I go back to my husband? How?
I didn't even know you were married.
Oh, you've made my marriage impossible.
Eleanor.
Hogan, I give you my word of honor.
My fault. I thought you knew.
You knew.
I recognized her when she came in. We have a messy divorce.
Divorce?
You know how the Fuhrer hates scandal in the officer corps.
Her husband is an officer.
General Weidler.
Weidler?
Tiger Weidler of the Russian front, the one that always carries a saber.
Saber?
No, back to the barracks.
Hogan, wait. Wait, Hogan, please. Listen to me. What am I going to do?
There's nothing you can do. It's chemistry.
General von Weidler, the tiger of the Russian front.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think, sir?
Well, he's all we've got.
Troops coming.
All right, carry on.
Colonel Hogan, please excuse me, sir. Colonel Hogan, what do you think has happened? What do you think has happened?
Germany surrendered.
Something much more surprising, but please, do not quote me.
You've been promoted.
Almost as surprising. Beautiful. Beautiful woman. Fell madly in love with Commandant Kling.
Oh? How's the weather outside, Schultz?
But wait! She's married to a general.
Bit of a nip in the air, is it?
He's the tiger from the Russian front. He killed 63 men in saber duels.
What else is new, Schultz?
Please, sir. I leave it up to you. Isn't it very surprising? So, not only does my wife take up with the jailer, but now guards are gossiping about this whole rotten thing with the prisoners. The Russians are knocking the stuffing out of us. Yeah, you call this support for me? Sing some good slashing opera! Yes!
Better tell Clink he's here.
Tell him he's here.
On second thought, I'll come with you. You tell Clink and I'll catch him when he falls.
General Weidler, he's here?
Came to our barracks first, sir, looking for information. Gentlemen, don't discuss these things.
Thank you, Hogan. Thank you very much. How much do you think he knows?
Everything.
Oh, no.
That's the situation, sir.
I just remembered. She is coming here this morning to his wife. Oh, but what am I going to do?
How are you at saber fighting?
Terrible! Hogan, I swear to you,
I was going to break off with her this morning. Tell her to get over me, go back to her husband, make a clean break.
I believe you, sir.
Thank you, Hogan.
And I believe you too, Herr Commandant.
Schultz, thank you.
But will General von Weidler believe you?
Good question, Schultz.
He's here.
I think you're right.
Schultz! Casanova, clean!
Ah, General Weidler! Very nice to meet you.
What does she see in you?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. It was all completely harmless. Just a little intellectual companionship, you might call it.
I might, but I would not.
No, sir, you would not.
I would call it monkeying around.
General Weidler! There's absolutely nothing going on between myself and Frau von
Will. You shall not touch him, you brute.
So, there's nothing between you. In what unpleasant manner, Klink, would you prefer to stop living?
Just a minute, General. You challenging my commandant to a duel?
Hogan! General Weidler, why talk of duels? Come, let us reason together.
I am beyond reason. I shall never give you up.
How well would you like him in little slices?
Hold it, General. The party who's challenged gets the choice of weapons.
That is true. But it is also true that I am a general and he is a colonel. I'm ordering him to choose sabers.
That's a good point.
A dawn, Clink. Prepare yourself. Until dawn.
You were magnificent, darling. Magnificent.
Marvelous the way you stood up to him, sir.
I only hope, Herr Commandant, that when my time comes to go, I will face it with this same courage.
Are you all talking about? You duel him.
It will not come to that. When I heard that he was coming, my darling, I arranged for a plane to fly us both to Argentina.
To Argentina?
A new life together. Twice before, I have almost made it. The third man is the charm.
What happened to the other two?
Do not think of them. Think only of the future.
The future?
Here are the directions, the recognition signal. And here, the names in code of friends in the Argentine.
But why give them to me?
I will meet you at the plane, my darling. But if something should happen, you must promise not to wait for me.
I promise.
Perfect ending to a love story.
Nobody deserves it more.
You must be very, very happy, sir.
Oh, yes. Terribly.
Hogan, I still don't understand it. Argentina. How am I going to Argentina?
You love it, sir. It's a great country. I hear Goering's already made reservations.
Starlock 13, my perfect record, everything gone.
Well, you'll have your memories. And Erica.
Hogan, I would not tell this to anyone.
But I hope she doesn't make it. You're a military man, Commandant. A mere woman just can't compete with the joy of being with your comrades in arms.
That's true.
You know something, Hogan? I've often thought of you not so much as a prisoner, but as a comrade in arms.
We didn't get together after the war.
Yes.
Meet you halfway, right in the middle of the Caribbean.
Commandant, I brought you the staff car.
Thank you, Schultz. I shall be driving it myself.
And, Herr Commandant, on the occasion of your leaving...
Yes, old comrade.
May I say that I always had the greatest admiration for your riding crop. Now that it is no longer of any use.
All right, Schultz. Here, take it.
Well, I suppose that's all. Schultz, will you take my suitcase outside? Schultz!
It's a hard war, sir.
Over the target area in 45 minutes. Over and out. Plane's right on schedule.
So Klink is.
Gee, I guess we'll never fight our saber duel.
Colonel, She came in through the west tunnel entrance.
I had to, I'm sorry. I was not followed, I'm sure.
Okay, what happened?
I was questioned at the inn by the Gestapo,
a Major Hochstetter.
What about?
General questioning, suspicions about my friends in Berlin and about Klink.
That's not good. What'd you tell them?
That I was working for Abwehr, the military intelligence. They're rivals of the Gestapo, so it'd be quite difficult to check my story.
What's Hochstetter going to do about Klink?
Shadow him. Put him under surveillance.
So when he goes to the plane, they pick him up.
I'm afraid so. That is why I came.
I was too smart for myself. I made it too complicated. Now they're going to get the list from Klink.
But it's in code.
The code won't hold up. It'll have the name of every conspirator against Hitler.
Without a fight, sir.
Newkirk, you're so right. No. Not without a fight. Get on uniforms and masks. We're going out as members of Abwehr.
Right, sir.
You better come with us. We're going to try to get you on a plane to England.
No. My work is still here.
It's too dangerous.
I'll take my chances.
You know, you're quite a girl. Too bad I have so much hair.
I could always make an exception.
Rather late, Kling.
Oh, Major Hochstetter, I was looking for a prisoner.
You found him. You're under arrest, Kling. Search him.
Major Hochstetter, this is quite easily explained. Quite easily.
So? Start with the suitcase.
The suitcase? Couldn't we start somewhere else?
Berlin Gestapo will be most interested in this. And in you too, Klink.
But Major Hochstetter, my relations with the Gestapo...
Major Hochstetter!
Don't move.
You are interfering with the Gestapo?
Let's put it this way. The Gestapo's interfering with us.
We are up there on a special mission for the Führer.
You are asking me to believe that the Führer is using Klink for a personal mission?
Exactly right, sir. Personal mission.
Klink knows nothing. He's a perfect dupe.
Perfect dupe, exactly.
You! Take us to the plane.
We'll all hang for this, if you are lucky.
Major Hochstetter, if I were you, I'd forget this.
Why?
You're interfering with a highly secret project. What happens to those who interfere with such projects?
I am not intimidated.
Good. We'll give you 3 seconds start.
I will not be intimidated.
One.
Come.
That takes care of that.
I beg your pardon, sir.
There goes the plane.
I hate to bring this up, but since I was supposed to be on that plane... I thought I was to be on that plane.
Yes.
What does the Führer want me to do now?
Continue being a dupe.
Continue being a dupe? Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Mission accomplished.
All right, that's fine.
But...
You still here, Commandant?
Hogan?
What happened to Argentina?
Oh, that's complicated. All this top secret. Where is General von Weidler?
Bad news, sir. He's recalled to the Russian front. The duel's off.
Oh, that's most distressing.
Worse than that, his wife went back to Berlin.
To Berlin, huh? Well, I will just have to live with that.
You're a big man, sir.
Hush! What are you doing?
What happened to Argentina?
Give me that. I am back and I'm going to stay. And the events of the past few days are not to be mentioned. Ever. Is that clear?
Perfectly, sir.
Perfectly, sir. What happened to Argentina?
Out.